Hey, Indy, and listeners of Shocktoe. Today's episode is more serious than what you're probably used to with me, but I advise you do listen. Your rights as a student at a protest are important, and you should know who is speaking for you and your side and your state. My guest is an advocate for people of any creed and color in the free world. I was joined this morning by the incredible Renee Peck, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Shocktoe with Ryan Smith.
Good morning, Indiana. The time is 9:08 on this cloudy Monday morning. You're tuned to Giant 90.9. This is Shocktoe, and I'm your host, Ryan Smith, joined by Indiana Representative Renee Peck. Hello, Renee.
Hi.
Indiana HouseDemocrats.org states that State Representative Renee Peck is a veteran of the United States Army, having served from 1986 through 1999. She began training as a behavioral specialist and was certified in drug and alcohol counseling. Peck is the ranking Democrat member of the Veterans Affairs and Public Safety Committee. She also serves on the Commerce, Small Business, and Economic Development Committee and the Family, Children, and Human Affairs Committee. Renee works as a college and career readiness supervisor for the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. She has worked in Wayne Township for more than 15 years. In addition, Renee is a small business operator and advocate, you know what I'm talking about, those books. She has a bachelor's degree in business administration and a management from Indiana Wesleyan University and a master's in educational leadership from IUPUI. One of Renee's top priorities is the legislature, is to continue building bridges and strengthening relationships in her community. She believes we most build a community upon foundation and respect, civility, and justice for all. Renee is a staunch supporter for equity and inclusion within our schools and community. Renee and her husband, Sean, are proud parents and grandparents. And that may be where the statement ends, but we are nowhere near the end of Renee Peck, ladies and gentlemen. She's standing proudly and strong here today on this cloudy Monday morning here at Ben Davis High School. Renee, you look wonderful today.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm delighted to have you on
the show. I got dressed up for the occasion.
You look great. I got dressed up too.
And you look great too.
Thank you. You're donned in all white, I'm donned in all black.
So
A little awkward, but it's contrasting. You need yin and yang, right? I just want to get straight into questions. I don't want to waste your time. Many listeners of the show are younger, usually 16 or 17, and will become voters soon in their lives. Mm-hmm. What are some things that us teenagers can do to make changes in the community before we have the ability to vote?
Young people of any age can definitely make change. They can definitely affect their own futures. And one of the ways, especially during this being an election season, is teenagers 10, 12, above walking with people who are campaigning, who are talking to constituents door to door, who are handing out literature. Become involved with that. I know with my campaign, all you have to do is want to join in. I've got a couple of kids here at Ben Davis that help me do just that. And so you get a feel of what people want out of their government, what they want for their community, and you get a good idea of who's also in your community. So that's an excellent way to start. And you can reach out to the Marion County Democrats,
right,
to get someone that should be hooked up with somebody that you can help in that way. The other part is this. Each here in Indiana, Marion County specifically, each side of town has their own political club. It's like Wayne Township, Perry Township, and they have meetings once a month, and you can get that off the website. Go to the meetings. See what's going on. And this is where you meet your elected officials, too. I was just telling Jessica a little while ago, when I was you all's age, I didn't know anything about having a relationship or being able to call up my representative to do something like this. Mm-hmm. But you all are already woke. You get this. Yeah. We are here for you. We serve you. You don't serve me. I serve you. So, you know, that's something else to remember, right? Letters. Letters are powerful when they're like big bulks about what you believe in and what you want to see happen with your representatives or your senators or any other elected official. So you're never too young. You matter, and you pull a lot of weight.
With that, and this concept of pulling weight, especially at a young age, many people in government and politics start at a young age. Were there any movements you moved with in high school and college?
Well, I think part of that, a little bit of my background that I don't think we mentioned, was I grew up in a military household.
Right, right.
So my father was in the military. We moved a lot, even to Europe for a couple of years. And in that culture, that military culture, you really don't have your own voice, and you're not encouraged to find that voice. because there's one set of rules, and whether you're the active duty person or one of their dependents, you follow those rules. So I really wasn't, like I said, I just wasn't aware that you could be involved, that knowing what you all know and what the stories and things that you follow was a thing. We just kind of grew up. And I think as a young adult, in my situation, I was so caught up with just trying to live and survive myself, especially after I got out of the military. And, you know, I had other things I was dealing with. I still wasn't connected with public policy and with community work. This came when I was well into my 30s. That's when I started working, volunteering, and seeing that, you know, this is something I'm called to do.
It's never too late.
Never too late. And that's such a great point. It is never too late. I finished my degree, my bachelor's degree, when I was 49. And I finished my master's degree when I was 56.
Incredible.
But it was very important for me to show that I'm very, very serious about this work as an educator. So anyway, that's that. It's never too late. And if you're a young person, now you got some little hints as to mm-hmm. what you can do to get involved. And if you're an old person, you just step out there and you can get involved too. We need you.
It's incredible. I initially only wrote one question, and so it kind of, there's no way to segue into it. It's a bit sad, I will say that, but about 2 years ago, my school had two walkouts relating to the death of a student and mental health awareness. My school's administration was infuriated by the idea of students leaving mid-class to make important issues more known in the community. Although it may have been 2 years for me in my school, hundreds of other students in Indiana are still fighting for the right to protest what they believe in a walkout-style rally. What do you have to say on the matter about students marching during class?
Marching out during class. And we just talked a little bit about this before
right.
before we started today. My first concern would be safety.
Mm-hmm.
I truly, truly believe your voices are powerful. But I also have to look at this as kind of the adult, the educator.
It's important.
Yeah, I kind of look that way. But, you know, I think I've said this before. My personal side of me says, walk, baby, mm-hmm. walk. But that professional side of me is like, no,
mm-hmm.
don't get in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, don't go through punishment or whatever that you don't necessarily have to. But those are the two things I'm dealing with right now.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's splendid when people, youngsters, step up and say, I want to be heard.
Your notification went off with that. It was very fitting. That was a little sign from God or something.
But safety first.
Safety first. that's all the questions I had for you. Thank you, Renee. Thank you for listening to Shocto. I've been Ryan Smith, joined by Indiana Representative Renee Peck. You're tuned to Giant 90.9. Keep rocking in the free world, Indy.
Keep rocking.
Keep rocking.